Good morning. Are you excited today? Let me start by saying a story to you. It's about a young boy and his family were traveling in the car to church. And it was Easter Sunday. And so the father was just rushing to the church. So the boy wanted to know, Dad, what is Resurrection Sunday? What is Easter Sunday? You know, the father was trying to explain to him, you know, that Jesus died, and he was just trying to say to him. You know, the boy at the back was a very smart boy. And he told the father, "You mean Jesus will be in church today?" Dear friends, do you believe that Christ is here today? Do you really believe? Yes. Yes, I think we believe and we know, and that's the reason we are here today. Before I pray, let me wish you together with my wife, Florence Seymour, and also with my two daughters, Jasmine and Rahel, you know, happy Easter, and may God continue to bless you. By the way, that is not the end of my sermon. That's the start of my sermon. Let's pray and ask God to be
with us.
Oh God, we thank you once again that we can come and gather in Jesus' name.
As
the small boy said to God, Jesus is in church today. Yes, Lord, we thank you because you are here today.
天父，我们多谢你，因为主耶稣你今天就在我们的当中。
You're not just sitting around with us, God, but you know us by name.
主耶稣，你不是单单是坐在这里，而是你是知道我们的名字。
And Father, we pray, God, that we want to know you today.
主耶稣，我们实在是祷告，我们今天愿意真正的来到去认识你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear friends, you know, as we know, today is Easter and today is Resurrection Sunday. And this is very important in the life and belief of every Christian. And resurrection is fundamental to our Christian belief and faith in Jesus Christ. And Christianity will never make any sense if Jesus did not raise from the dead. And because of resurrection, one thing we realize, we see the power of God manifested. And we also know that Jesus is the true Son of God. I want to ask you a question today. I want you to take a moment to think about this. What if Christ had not been raised from the dead? What if there was no resurrection? What if the tomb of Jesus Christ is still in Jerusalem? What will that make a difference in my life, or what are the implications of this, my friend? I believe if Jesus did not raise from the dead, if there is no resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, our worship is useless. And let me read what Paul writes in just a few two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15, 17 to 28. And let me read what Paul says in verse 17, 18, and 19. Paul says, if Christ have not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have been fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, We are of all people most to be pitied.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
Dear friends, if Christ have not been raised, as I said, you know, our singing is useless. We're just singing songs without any meaning, without any purpose in life.
如果主耶稣基督今日系冇复活嘅时候，我哋嘅唱歌、我哋嘅赞美，只系一啲嘅死嘅音乐。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, he says, you know, our preaching is becomes useless.
喺哥林多前书十五章十四节，保罗话：如果我哋系主耶稣冇复活嘅时候，
in other words, Paul is saying there is no good news for us.
呢个就系话我哋呢个根本冇呢个好消息。
And Jesus' teaching becomes another moral teachings, another ideology for us.
所以主耶稣所讲嘅只系一啲道德圣经上边嘅一啲嘅学说。
And not only that, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is also useless.
而我哋嘅喺耶稣基督里边嘅信心，亦都系完全嘅冇意思。
And there is, you know, our faith is nothing.
我哋嘅信心亦都系完全嘅。
And not only that, there is no forgiveness of sin according to verse 18. It says, "You are still in your sins if Christ have not raised from the dead."
喺十八节里边话，如果耶稣冇复活嘅时候，依系根本冇宽恕，因为我哋仍然死喺罪恶过犯里边。
In other words, we will still be struggling with sin, guilt, and shame, my friend.
我哋仍然都会喺我哋嘅罪恶、我哋嗰个嘅自卑当中不断嘅喺度挣扎。
In other words, we'll be bad people, unforgiven. There is no help for us. There is no forgiveness for us if Christ did not raise from the dead.
如果主耶稣基督冇复活嘅时候，我哋仍然都系死喺过犯罪恶当中，我哋系完全嘅冇盼望，生活喺一个嘅控诉里边。
And Paul says in verse 18, he says, "If those who have fallen asleep, in other words, those who have died in Christ, are lost."
喺十八节里边话，就喺基督里边睡了，即系死咗嘅人都系已经灭亡。
In other words, can you imagine?For a moment, if you close your eyes and think, if you are dead, you are no more.
你可唔可以去想象下？你眯埋眼，当你系去过身之后，你系完全嘅系消失。
Game over.
你系一切都系玩完啦。
Life is over.
你嘅生命亦都系玩完啦。
There is nothing beyond life.
喺生命之后系乜嘢都冇啦。
But you know something?
但你知唔知咧？
Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah!
但是 Hallelujah! 主耶稣已经复活啦。
You know the Lord that we worship today.Is alive and is still with us, and he rose from the dead and is still living in our lives.
主耶稣今日我哋所敬拜嘅主耶稣，佢今日已经复活，而且佢喺我哋嘅生命里边嚟到系去存在。
If you believe that, tell your friend Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive today. Tell your friend.
如果你相信嘅时候，你同你周围嘅人讲，主耶稣今日已经复活啦。
I know you are taking a lot of time to think whether he rose from there. Look at your friend and say, Christ is risen.
我系同我哋周围嘅人讲，主耶稣已经复活啦。
That's not the end of my sermon.
我仲未讲完嘅。
We just finished the appetizer.
我哋啱啱开始咗前奏。
Let's go to the main meal.
我哋而家咧就真正去讲我嘅。
If Christ is risen, what does it mean to me today?
如果主耶稣系复活嘅时候，到底对我有咩意义呢？
I think if Christ is risen today, I think it means it brings a lot of implication in my life.
如果主耶稣系复活嘅时候，对我生命系有好多嘅影响。
It affects my life. It affects my lifestyle. It affects the way I relate to people.
佢影响到我生命，影响到我点样去生活，影响到我点样嚟到同人嚟到去交往。
Because when I believe in Jesus, there is always something that happens in my life.
当我系相信主耶稣嘅时候，我生命系不断嘅有改变。
And so let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul says in verse 22, he says, you know, for as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive.
喺二十二节呢度话，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
So in other words, Paul is saying, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because Jesus rose from the dead, we are made alive in Christ.
保罗喺度话，因为主耶稣基督嘅复活，我哋今日系从主里边嚟嘅，系活过来。
Let's look at Adam failed the test. He failed the test of temptation, my friend.
喺亚当嘅时候，佢系喺罪恶里边系失败咗。
And because of Adam, death came into this world.
因为亚当罪就进入咗呢个世界里边。
And along with that, what is happening? Sin is here, guilt is here, shame is here, suffering is here, and hopelessness is also in this world today.
因为亚当嘅犯罪、罪恶、罪疚感，同埋我哋嘅失望、我哋嘅败坏，都系入到呢个世界里边。
And that's the first Adam.
这个就是亚当。
You know, but I know, let me tell you, God's love is so special that He will never leave us alone like that.
但是神的爱是非常之特别，非常之奇妙，祂不会就这样让我们过去。
As Paul said, you know, Jesus is the second Adam, my friend.
但是保罗说，耶稣就是第二个亚当。
Jesus passed the test.
主耶稣是过了这个试探，胜过这个试探。
He brought life.
祂将生命。
He brought eternal life to us.
祂将永生来带过给我们。
Because of Christ, there is forgiveness of sin.
因为主耶稣基督的时候，我们的罪得到赦免。
Because of Christ, there is deliverance from our lives.
因为主耶稣基督的时候，我们的罪是能够得到是释放。
Because of Christ, I can live with peace with one another.
因为主耶稣基督的爱，我们能够同其他人来
和睦。Christ, I can love another person as Christ loves me.
因为主耶稣基督的爱，我可以用主耶稣基督的爱去爱我们周围的人。
And so it means, my friend, you know, because of Jesus, I can FFF or experience a new life in Christ.
因为主耶稣基督的复活，我能够去经历一个新的生命。
Let me ask you, sometimes I know we are still struggling in our sin.
我知道我大家都是能够有时候在我们的罪里面不断的是挣扎。
We tell ourselves, you know, I want to be forgiven, Lord. I want to be forgiven. I want to live a life for Jesus alone.
我们经常都说我们希望神你是可以赦免我，我能够是为主来而活。
I think the resurrection story tells me that because of Christ, I can live a new life.
但是因为这个主耶稣的复活，我们是能够有一个新的生活。
You know, Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 24-25, he says, Oh, wretched man. In other words, says, you know, I'm a pitiful guy. He looks at himself and says, I'm so pitiful.
保罗说他是一个罪人里面一个罪魁。
And he says, who will deliver me from the body of death?
有哪一个人能够是在我取死的生命里面来拯救出来呢?
And he says, it's only Jesus who's able to do that.
是他说只有主耶稣才能够从我罪里面拯救我出来。
Are you still suffering with your sin?
你是不是仍然在罪里面都是受苦呢?
Many times you say, I want to live a good life, but no, Pastor Vincent, it's becoming difficult for me.
但是很多时候你说我很想做一个好人，但是非常之困难。
I face a lot of temptation in my life.
我生命里面有很多的试探。
But I want to live a good life for Jesus.
但是我要为了耶稣，我要活一个好的生命。
Let me tell you good news, my friend.
让我告诉一个好消息给大家听。
Because of Jesus, you and I can live a good life in Christ.
因为主耶稣的时候，我们能够在主耶稣里面能够活一个好的生命。
And secondly, when we look at the same passage, Paul talks about we have hope in Jesus Christ.
在同一段的经文里面，保罗说我们在基督里面有盼望。
I believe all of us are afraid to die.
可能所有的人在这里都很怕死。
Are you afraid to die?
你怕不怕死呢?
I know when you're in church, you will say no.
你在教会里面你说、哦、我不怕死的、right? 是吗
Let me test your heart. Oh yes, Pastor Vincent, I'm afraid to die. I think all of us want to, you know, afraid to die. If I tell you today is your last day, you know, maybe you won't come to church today.
可能如果我今天告诉你，你今天在世界上最后一天，你今天会不会回教会呢？
The good news, because of Jesus, we have hope in Christ.
但是个好消息就是因为有主耶稣基督的时候，我们在主耶稣里面有盼望。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead,The first fruits of those who had fallen asleep.
在第二十节嗰度话，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
And also in 22 he says, and as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
第二十二节话，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
I just want to look at the word first fruits.
我想同大家睇下初熟嘅果子。
It means that Jesus is the first one who rose from the dead and did not die again.
主耶稣系从第一个人系从死里边复活，而系冇再死亡嘅。
Lazarus came from the tomb, but he died again.
拉撒路佢系喺坟墓里边复活，但系佢后屘都系再死过。
The small girl rose from the dead, but she died again.
耶路的女儿她都是死了但她是复活
Jesus rose from the dead and because he's alive he's still alive today my friend
主耶稣的复活，他是没有再死到，他今天仍然都是活在我们里面。
And that's why Paul is saying, you know, life is worth living because there is life eternal after this life.
保罗说我们的生命是值得活着，因为我们这个生命是永恒的一个生命。
You know, sometimes we are afraid of death, right?
我们很多时候都可能是怕死。
That's a very common problem.
这个个人都会面对的。
But you know, and sometimes we think is life worth living?
首先，我哋觉得生命系咪真系值得活着咧
？Is life worth living? Living for Jesus Christ.
生命系咪真系值得为耶稣嚟到去而活咧
？Paul says, you know, because of Jesus, I can have hope and hope in eternal life.
但系保罗话，因为主耶稣嘅时候，我嘅生命系有盼望，喺主耶稣里边系有盼望。
And so, my friends, life is worth living. Let's live the life for Jesus Christ.
所以，朋友，生命系值得活着，因为有主耶稣喺我哋生命里
边。Before I go to the next point, I want to ask you: Do you have that kind of guarantee in your life that you die today, you will be in heaven, experiencing the joy and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ?
如果死亡今日系临到你嘅时候，你有冇呢个生命嘅确据？你系同主耶稣基督能够喺永恒里边一齐咧
？And if you do not have that guarantee, let me encourage you: Come to Jesus. He's
only. 如果你系冇呢个确据嘅时候，我嚟到系去鼓励你嚟到主耶稣嘅里边。
What is Jesus doing now?
今日耶稣系做紧乜嘢咧
？Don't look at that. What is Jesus doing now?
我哋唔好睇后边，唔好睇前面。
Hello.
今日耶稣系做紧乜嘢咧
？Hello. Hello. You are smiling. Good people always smile. Thank you. Right? It means you know what is happening according to this word. You know, what is Jesus doing now? You know he is.Putting everything under his feet. In other words, he's fighting every battle for us, my friends.
主耶稣今日系为我哋嚟到系去征战，而且佢系胜利嘅主耶稣。
And verse 24, he says, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he's destroyed all dominion, authority, and power, right? And then he says, for he must reign until he must put all his enemies.Under his feet. In other words, Jesus is fighting every battle for us.
在24节说，在后末期到了，那时基督既将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。这就是说主耶稣为我们是去每一个争战都为我们来到去争战的。
You know, it means, you know, and the last enemy is death.
我们最后一个的仇敌就是死亡。
You know, every time, you know, we always tell ourselves, I want to live a good life for Jesus.
很多时候我们都说，我们为了主耶稣，我们要生活得好。
Right, as a Christian, we say, you know, Pastor Vincent, I want to live a good life, and suddenly I fall into sin or some kind of temptation.
我们时时都立志要活一个好的生命，但我们时时都是对试探来都是失败。
But let me tell you, you know,Jesus is fighting every battle for you when you come to him and say, Lord, you take control of my life.
但如果我们来到主耶稣的面前，让耶稣来到掌管我们的生命的时候，耶稣是为我们去征战每一个的试探。
If you're struggling with your temptation, if you're struggling with some kind of pain in your life, you know, Jesus is fighting every battle and because of Christ, I have victory.
如果我们在我们的在生活里面有挣扎、有试探，主耶稣是为我们去每一个的挣扎、试探来到去跨性的。
I'm going to finish.
我就快讲完。
Can I preach for another half an hour? Well, people say yes. Wow, that's good. But no, right?
Yeah. 我就快讲完了。
Okay, let's move on to the last one. I think.
我们去到最后一点。
You know, because of this, you know, this is what the Bible tells us, you know, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says,The last verse, and let me go with the last verse, and I'll finish with this today.
我今日系会讲到最后一节嘅时候喺圣经里边。
Yeah, you have heard the sermon. You have heard, you know, Jesus died for us. You heard that Jesus rose from the dead. So, what does it mean in my life? Yes, I can have hope. I can have forgiveness. Life is worth living. Wonderful. But lastly, Paul says, hold on to Christ.
我们今天听到信息，我们知道主耶稣基督复活，我们知道他为我们去征战，但是最后的时候，最重要的时候，他是说，你们要务要是要坚固。
In verse 58, he says, Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, he says.
所以在58节说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固。
Stand firm, in other words, stand believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let nothing take you away from loving or believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里说是坚固，就是我们要笃信主耶稣基督，而且是相信我们是主耶稣，是要我们不会动摇的。
Today we hear about a lot of ideologies, a lot of things is happening in the world that want to take us away from exercising our faith in Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, stand firm.
我们今天听了很多的学说，以我们的信心是摇动，但是保罗在这里说我们是要坚固。
And nothing, let nothing move you.
不要让任何东西动摇我们的信心。
And then he says, right, and always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
而是最后的时候，就是你就要常常去竭力，来到去多作主工。
Because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
因为你知道你们的劳苦在主里面是不会徒然的。
I'm speaking to Christians today.
我们今天是跟基督徒来到去讲说话。
Sometimes in our Christian life, we feel like giving up.
在我们的基督徒的生活里面，有时候我们觉得需要想放弃。
When we hear that God is not answering our prayers, or maybe the prayer to our answers is delayed, we feel like giving up.
有时候我们觉得神不是听我们的祷告，或者神是延迟来答应我们祷告的时候，我们是想放弃。
When there are too many problems comes in our life, we feel like giving up.
有很多时候我们的生命里面有很多个问题，我们是想放弃。
You know, when we have a lot of suffering, we feel like giving up our faith.
当我们的生活有很多的痛苦的时候，我们对信心可能有放弃。
When we serve in the church, people criticize us, we feel like giving up.
当我们在教会服侍是被人批评的时候，我们可能想放弃。
And we do good to someone and know someone's talk behind our back, we feel like giving up our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们对人有爱心，但人家在背后说我们坏话的时候，我们可能对信心有放弃。
We feel like giving up today, my friend, Paul says, hold on, stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你今天是想放弃的时候，保罗今天跟你说，你是要坚固，在信心上面站稳。
And he also says, hold on to the work that you're doing and continue to do because your labor will never go in vain, my friend.
而且他是说，你们要竭力来到多作主工，因为知道你的劳苦在主里面是不会徒然的。
If you feel like giving up your ministry, the Lord says, don't. Continue to do the ministry that God has given you.
如果你在侍奉里面是想放弃的时候，你不要放弃，因为神是会持守你所作的。
You feel like not giving up reading your Bible. The Lord says, continue to read because everything that you do, I know, and I will reward you accordingly.
如果你想是放弃读圣经的时候，神说你不要放弃，因为你所做的每一件事情我都知道。
I want to finish by, today the choir was singing a song.
今天诗班是献一首的诗歌。
Don't look at the choir members. Don't answer me. What was the song the choir was singing? The choir.
今日诗班系唱咩诗咧？
Yes, someone told me in front.
今日诗班唱系咩诗咧？
Michael is from choir. Yeah. Yes, I think because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因主活着，我能够面对明天。
I want to finish, telling the story of this particular song.
我想是结束的时候用这首歌来讲一个故事。
It's about Bill and Gloria Gathers.
是一个很出名的圣诗的 Bill 和 Gloria.
In the 1960s, they fell, like giving up everything.
在1960年代的时候，他们是几乎放弃他们的侍
奉。They look at the world around and they say there's too much of wickedness in the world. They feel like giving up their faith and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们觉得这个世界上面太多的罪恶，他们对神的信心是想放弃。
And Bill was affected with some kind of illness, even though he was a strong believer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然 Bill 是一个很有信心的一个基督徒，但是他因为有疾病的时候，他是对信心开始动摇。
Gloria was going to church and in church people were just talking behind her back.
Gloria 又回教会，但是在教会里面，人在他们背后说他们的说话。
So they looked at the church, they looked at the world, you know, things are not improving, things were getting bad to worse.
他看这个世界，看教会，所有东西都似乎是非常的负面。
They felt frustrated.
他们感觉到非常的惆怅。
They felt that God is not real.
他们觉得神不是真实的神。
And it was on one Sunday morning.
就是一个星期日的早上。
You know, the father-in-law of Bill called and invited them to the garden.
Bill 的外父就邀请他们去他的花园里面。
It was almost early springtime.
这个就是春天的早开始。
And the snow was still on the ground.
地上仍然有些雪。
And the father-in-law was so happy, he said, can you see a small grass, a blade of grass coming out from the snow?
他的外父就说，你能不能够看到在这个雪里面有一些草是开始生出来。
When Bill and Gloria saw that,And immediately the Spirit of God started speaking to them.
当 Bill 和 Gloria 睇见嘅时候，圣灵就开始喺佢哋心里边嚟到说话。
Sometimes you feel hopeless, you feel that things cannot be redeemed.
有时候你觉得所有嘢都系冇盼望，系好失望。
And they saw life that was growing.
但系佢哋见到生命喺嗰度开始。
And immediately they sat down and wrote this song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
他们就立刻来到坐下写了这首这么漂亮的诗歌，因主活着我能够面对明天。
He leaves my fears of God.
因主活着我的所有的惧怕都能够消失。
And because I know he holds my future.
因为我知道他掌管明天。
Today, my friend, you know, the Lord says, you know, because I'm alive, you can face your tomorrow.
今天主耶稣说，我今天活着，你能够面对明天。
What are you afraid today?
你今日惧怕啲乜嘢咧
？What is your fear about tomorrow, my friend？
你对明日嘅惧怕又系乜嘢咧
？You and I can face because Jesus is alive。
因为主耶稣已经复活，佢系活着，我哋能够面对明天。
What is your fear today？
你今日嘅惧怕系乜嘢
？Are you afraid of something that's disturbing you？
你系咪有一啲嘅恐惧嚟到影响你嘅生命
咧 ？Let me tell you, if you believe in Jesus, the Lord takes away every fear away from you。
如果你信主耶稣是你的救主的时候，他能够将一切的惧怕都能够消除。
Are you afraid about your future?
你是不是对你的将来有惧怕呢
？Right, Lord, I do not know what to do, but I just trust in you.
神啊，我不知道我应该怎样去行，但是我只是单单的去相信你。
The Lord who rose from the dead says, He holds your future.
这位复活的主，他说，我掌管你的明天。
I'm going to pray.
我会同大家一齐嚟到祷告。
I just want you to just close your eyes for a moment.
请大家都系能够闭上你嘅眼睛。
I want you to hear the voice of God speaking to you today. I just allow Him to speak to you.
我希望今日大家都系能够听到神对喺你心里边讲每一句嘅说话。
Are you struggling?
你是不是在挣扎着呢
？Many times you want to live a good life for Jesus.
你很多时候都想为主耶稣生活得好。
The Lord says, "I can give you a new life if you trust me."
但是神话，如果你相信我的时候，我能够俾一个新的生命俾你。
What are you afraid, my friend?
今日你的惧怕是乜嘢咧
？Are you afraid about your children?
你是不是为了你的儿女惧怕担心呢？
Are you afraid about your family? What will happen to them?
你系咪为着你嘅家庭嚟到系去忧心惧怕？
Are you afraid about your future?
你系咪为着你嘅将来嚟到惧怕咧
？The Lord says, "Just leave it to me."
但系主耶稣话：你将你嘅将来交俾我。
Are you afraid of death?
你系咪对死亡有恐惧咧
？The Lord says, "You will spend eternity with me."
但系主耶稣话：你会喺永恒里边同我一齐。
I want to pray for people, you know, who feel.Pastor Vincent, I just want prayer for me.
我是希望为大家来祈祷。
I want God to fill me with His presence once again.
我愿意神嗰个同在来充满我的生命。
I want you to, I want Jesus to fill me so that when I leave this place, I want to leave not the way I came in.But I want to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
我愿耶稣进入我哋嘅生命里边。当我离开一个地方嘅时候，我嘅生命系充满着圣灵嘅能力。
If you need prayer, I just want you to stand, and I want to pray for you.
如果你系需要我为你祈祷嘅时候，请大家嚟到系喺呢个座位上面起身，我要为你祈祷。
We will close our eyes, but those who want prayer, just stand, and I'm going to pray for you.
我们大家都闭上我们的眼睛，如果你想我为你祈祷的时候，请你在座位上站起身。
I see someone standing. If there are any others, I want to pray for you. Pastor Vincent, I have this fear in me. I want Jesus to take control. I want to pray for you.
我看到已经有人起身，如果你是想我为你祈祷，你想将神想将这个恐惧来挪开的时候，请你在你的座位上起身。
I'm afraid of my family. I want God to take control of my family.
我为着我家庭来忧心，为着恐惧，我愿意将我家庭交在神的手里，请你为我祈祷。
If there are any others, if you want God to touch you in a very special way.
如果你今日係想神特別嘅嚟到係去觸摸你嘅時候，請你從你座位上邊起身。
Oh God, I thank you for this day that you've given to us.
神啊，我哋為著今日，我哋係多謝你。
As a small boy said, Jesus is here.
好似一個小朋友話，主耶穌今日就喺依度。
And we thank you, Lord, because you rose from the dead.
主耶穌，我哋多謝你，因為你從死裏邊復活。
And I want to pray for the people who are standing today, God.
神啊，我为着站在你面前每一位的来到是祷告。
Your word says that even before we utter a word, you know our thoughts from far.
神你自己说，我们未开口之前，你已经知道我们心里面所想的。
Lord, whatever they are struggling with, whatever their pain is, whatever their need is, I pray that you will bind every work of the devil in Jesus' name.
神啊，无论佢哋生命里边嘅挣扎系乜嘢，佢痛苦系乜嘢，主耶稣，我哋求你嚟到系去战胜撒旦每一样嘅工作。
I pray God that you will put an edge of protection around them, Father, and fill them, anoint them with the power of the Spirit.
神啊，我求你嚟到系去包围、保护佢哋，让佢哋嘅生命系充满圣灵嗰个嘅能力。
Oh Lord, we thank you because you are a God who hears our prayers.
神啊，我哋多谢你，因为你系听我哋嘅祷告。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.